Hello, we're back.
Hello.
We're back. Michelle's face.
Michelle's been in a coma, and I have been reading her the news.
So I know everything has happened.
Yeah.
But I don't know how. Yeah. All of it was true that you told me, wasn't it?
Oh, yeah, it was all true. I read it as
verbatim.
As we do here, really. I mean, I might have paraphrased the odd story.
Don't mention para to me.
Oh, she was paraplegic. I had to feed her through a tube, through her nose.
But I've made him... What happened was, Tony Hadley came to visit me in hospital. Mm-hmm. He sang gold to me. Mm-hmm. I was roused from my coma. Mm-hmm. And then he stroked my hand, and all the power of my limbs came back.
Mm-hmm.
I was saved by the miraculous Tony Hadley.
It's terrible, though, that having your... You'd gone in, hadn't you, for a simple gastric band operation.
Yeah.
And you ended up, you know, these things are dangerous and people just have them willy-nilly these
days.
Well,
they followed the example of that firm Briton.
Well, who wouldn't? Who wouldn't?
Well, she's going out with that nice chef. She's got a nice little kid.
Yeah.
I did watch this morning once and the kid, it was half term, the kid was just hanging around the studio. A little girl who's about 8 or something, because it was school holidays, she's just gone into work with her mum. It was quite cute.
As you can hear, Michelle is a big fan of Fern. She went in for the gastric band. It backfired.
Literally.
She's
pinged all the way through me.
She's a funny shape now, but apparently we'll all kind of go back into the right places eventually.
Anyway, hello, welcome to Newspox. It's Tuesday the 10th of June, 2008. This is our first Newspox for a while. Due to the coma incident. But what on earth has been going on, Zina, for the last few weeks?
Well, clearly not very much, because Jill Dando's was in front of the paper and she's been dead at least 10 years.
Yeah. Actually, not yet quite 10 years.
No,
I think it's only 9.
1999.
Yeah, I remember.
I remember that day very clearly.
I remember someone saying to me, Jill Dando's dead. And I went, yep. Waiting for punchline. There was no punchline.
Well,
the
punchline was, it was murder. She hadn't just died.
No, that's true, yeah. Well, the news here is that Lily Allen has dyed her hair pink and she's gone out on the town with Lindsay Lohan. Lily Allen, Lindsay Lohan. The Lalalalalala girls.
A good twosome.
Well, who knows what will happen with those two out on the braz. Probably quite a lot of cocaine will happen.
They're very similar... in appearance.
I think.
Yeah. Young girls.
Well, yesterday there was a tragic thing happened down in Cornwall, which was all these little dolphins went for a swim.
Mm-hmm.
They got lost. They ended up inland, up a river, up Shit Creek, as I like to think of it. It wasn't Shit Creek, it was something else creek.
Mm-hmm.
And lots of them died. 23 died. They got stranded. They reckon there's 7 got saved and they sort of herded about 40 others back into the sea. Also a man on the study said this morning, but everyone else is 7. He said 40 something. I don't know if he's exaggerating or what happened there. So they saved some, but it's a bit sad for the dolphins. I'd love to see a dolphin in real life.
Dead ones knocking about.
I want to see one in real life. I want to see real death.
Would you like to swim? Because that often comes up as something to
people
do
like
before
to do.
You die.
I don't know if I'd really like to swim with dolphins.
It doesn't appeal to me that much.
I'd like to see stuff. I'd like to be on a boat and have some dolphins like jumping around next to it.
Yeah.
But I don't know if I'd like to get in, because it's quite cold in the sea and there might be a jellyfish.
If it could be a set-up like Free Willy, but
no.
With a dolphin.
Well, no, because that was when I went on holiday
you
to Cuba.
You and a dolphin having a relationship and then you rescuing it. Would you like that?
That was an orca. In Free Willy.
A what?
An orca.
A killer whale?
Yeah.
Yeah, but if it was a dolphin?
No, I'm not really interested in that sort of thing. But, you know, when I've been
on
holiday...
Come on, Willy!
I've been on holiday, you can go swimming with dolphins in
you
like
can do
a slightly depressing fishinarium.
Yeah.
Aquarium, fishing, you know, that sort of thing.
So, very similar to Free Willy.
Yeah, but I always think that looks really depressing. If you're going to swim with dolphins, you want to be out in the open, I think. That's why I like the boat scenario
And
better.
What would you wear? Would you wear a wetsuit?
I'd wear
an all-in-one swimming costume?
I'd wear a teddy.
What would you wear on your feet? Flippers or stilettos?
I'd like to combine the two. I'm sure you can get those in office. a flipper comes stiletto.
And would you take with you one of those floats?
No, or handbag. I'll take a Louis Vuitton handbag full of air. Good news for ice cream men. They're no longer having to worry about their wrist action because there's a new motorised cone spinner. So they don't have to go like, whoa, and make a nice whippy. Mm. It does it automatically for them.
But what will happen on the generation game?
Well, that's been cancelled for a long, old time. So they can just make sausages.
Oh, yeah.
That was always better, anyway. Apparently, Girls Aloud have done a spread in Hello magazine. There's a picture here of Cheryl Cole just sort of staring at some balloons sent by a love rat husband, Ashley Cole. So, it's nice.
Oh, she's getting paid for it. She looks pretty.
Well, she's getting paid for looking pretty, but at the same time, it's quite a weird thing to put in your... And your Hello magazine shoot. But I think it's the London paper's use of the phrase love rat hubby. The little tinker, the little kid from My Family.
Yes.
He's only about 12, isn't he?
Go on, how old is he really?
He's 21 and he's been arrested.
21!
He's been arrested for possessing Class A drugs. I suppose actually he has been 12 since My Family started, which must have been about 10 years ago, around Jill Dando time at least.
Poor Jill Dando.
Trisha, she's still got cancer, but she's battling through, and she's had all her hair cut short, and she's dyed it yellow. This has happened.
Well, it's blonde, isn't it?
Well, I think it looks yellow, but it's more yellowy than blonde.
I think it might...
I don't think it's natural. I don't think she's a natural blonde.
Well, I beg to differ.
The credit crunchy's been chundering on.
Mm-hmm.
Apparently, lots of people, anyone who got a mortgage, a 100% mortgage in the last 12 months or something, is probably in negative equity now. Some people got, and if they've got 105% mortgage, they definitely are, but that... I don't think that's anything.
Well, some people got 125%.
125?
Northern Rock did, yeah.
That's why they went kabooey.
Yeah, but I mean, I suppose it's only a problem. So I've been worrying about this, and I think it's only a problem if you want to sell.
Yeah, I mean, the interesting thing is if people... Because a lot of the mortgages... Well, a lot of mortgages are because of the buy-to-let boom.
Mm-hmm.
So people who've got two mortgages, and they're the people who are going to be more affected. But then they go, well, I've got this buy-to-let property, I could just sell it. But they're not going to be able to sell it. They're going to be locked in, probably.
Mm.
So it's kind of interesting. I think people, well, it's not so much they're going to lose their homes, but their investments are going to be poorly done by. But, well, it's always different. So we'll see. Boris Johnson.
Bojo,
he's still mayor.
Ken Livingstone said today that he will be back in 2012.
Really? He's going to contest again?
Yep.
I don't think they'll let him, will they? Well, I suppose he could do it independently.
I think he's allowed to if he wants to. I suppose it depends.
I mean the Labour Party might not back him.
That's true. But if Boris really screws things up, people will be...
This is quite an interesting thing. Boris has announced that his new 101 hotline, which you can phone about... You phone instead of calling 999, it's sort of for minor misdemeanours that the council should deal with. So noise control, fly tipping, yobs hanging around street corners. Oh, look, we forgot to turn the phone off. Apologise, out of practice, forgot to turn the phone off. Anyway, he's saying he's introduced this new hotline. That's been around for ages, hasn't
it? I don't know about it.
I'm fairly sure it has. It was...
So if like, you get home and there's people...
The blueprint for the 101 line was drawn up by the Home Office. I certainly remember a few months ago answering lots of a YouGov survey about the 101 hotline. Certainly not. It's not since Boris came in.
Oh, I've never heard of it.
I think it's a good idea because sometimes you go, ooh, I want to talk to someone about this. There's a problem here, but it's not worth phoning the police.
Mm.
And it's out of hours for the council, and also they're rubbish.
So what is it? You dial 101 and you get through to...
It's basically local council department, I think, and that you can say, look, someone's left their own mattresses outside on the pavement.
What about if someone's hanging around suspiciously?
Well, if it's, it depends on... I mean, it depends what they're sort of... If they're just youths intimidating people, probably phone the council, but if it's someone hanging around who looks like might do a rape, if it's that Night Fox fella...
Who looked like the Mona Lisa.
I think he look, he always been, he looks quite good for his age if he's been doing, doing things for 20 years. Years.
And he looks about 20.
Yeah, he's done very well with it. I'll tell you who also looks very good for their age. Robert Mugabe. He's like in his 70s or 80s or something. And he doesn't look it.
But then look at, Thingamabob, Nelson Mandela, 112.
He does look every minute at that.
No, he doesn't.
I'll tell you who else he's going to... Right, what was that thing earlier? Not Denzel Washington. That's what I said. No, you said Will Smith.
Oh, Morgan Freeman's going to play him in a film.
Well, they recreate the moment where the Spice Girls went to his house and pinched his bum and stole some gravel.
Yeah, and the Spice Girls are going to do it themselves.
Brilliant.
But to Morgan Freeman.
Perfect. That sounds perfect. We're talking of ageing. Picture of Harrison Ford. He's after a sort of a critical panning... of the Indiana Jones film, which we've not seen yet, he decided to give up acting. Instead, he's going to take up face painting. He's mainly doing tigers at the moment.
Very good.
On children.
So was it slammed?
No, I don't think it was. I think it was very mediocre. As people saying, oh, it's a bit past it, really. It's a bit old, but you know.
Well, people wanted it.
I'm
There's
go
a giant
it.
Dog you can see from space. That's a headline, but when you look. You know, read more about it.
Yeah.
It's a dog in someone's back garden. It's a big dog, and it's.
Is it on Google Earth?
Yeah.
Right.
But you can't really tell it's a dog. It's just a blob.
How big is the dog?
The dog is 14 stone.
Yeah, that needs a gastric band.
So sort of the size of one of your arms. And he's 3 years old. He's a bull mastiff.
What's his name?
Boris.
There you go then. There's been some sort of survey of smells. It was in Time Out apparently. His favourite smells of London. Now really it's just kind of general favourite smells, but they've made it specific to London. What do you think the top smell is? It's a good one.
Traffic.
Of course it's not traffic. It's some chips getting vinegar splashed on them. A particular restaurant, but I've never been there.
Ooh.
But yeah, chips
that's,
with vinegar.
That's quite emotive.
It's a good smell. Second smell.
I wouldn't say that was a London smell.
Well, no, they've made it specific by saying at a particular London restaurant.
Oh, right.
Not. Bacon biscuits at Ben's Cookies. Ben's Cookies actually started in Oxford, but you know, okay. Bacon cookies though. Kew Gardens in the rain. Some lamb being grilled in Haringey. Some rhododendrons at Richmond.
What?
I don't know. Hot chestnuts in December.
That's good. Oh, those nuts, those sweet nuts.
Yeah, they always smell good, actually. A face full of coal smoke from the narrowboat on the Grand Union Canal. Some Penhaligon's perfume house.
This is just a list of things that
coffee
smell.
And a reckless late night minicab for the leather of the seat. These are the bad smells. Some fox poo on your shoe. Sick on a night bus. Garlic sewage outside Hakkasan, which I've never noticed. Skunk weed in Camden.
You know, the bus drivers love it when somebody's sick on a night bus because it means they can go back to the depot
really?
And put their bus in because they're not allowed to drive it.
Apparently a cycle courier next to a rolled down driver's window. Is it a bad smell? Can't imagine they smell that
probably,
bad.
Probably. A bit sweaty.
It'll be fresh sweat.
Can you remember any of the news that I told you whilst you were in your coma?
I remember you told me about Prince Charles.
Mm-hmm.
And
that was sad, wasn't it?
I'm sad I missed the funeral because I think the coverage probably was quite good.
Mm-hmm.
I'm glad they gave them the state funeral.
Yeah.
And I'm glad that Zippy and Bungle and George mm-hmm. were leading the procession because he was such a fond of Rainbow.
Well, he was.
And then he had all those plants on his coffin and stuff. In fact, he wasn't in a coffin, was he? It was made out of a sort of... It was some plants that had been grown into a shape like willow.
Yeah.
They'd been formed into the shape of a coffin.
It's amazing what goes in.
Yeah, so I'm sad to see the back of him. I expect those kiddies are little orphans.
Oh, but what about Harry's speech, though? That was a shocker, wasn't it?
I think that boy's got Tourette's or something.
His mum wouldn't have liked that, no matter what happened.
It was one thing you can say for his mother, she would have kept her dignity. Apart from when they pictured her and said, that's all you like.
Not like Sarah Ferguson, who lost her dignity by sucking that man's toe.
Yeah, and then just everything she did, really. But she did invent the bow, so that was good. I'm very keen on that. Simpsons are in trouble.
She's also invented the diet. Yeah.
Simpsons are in trouble, the TV, fictional TV family, because they showed an episode of Simpsons at 6 o'clock on Channel 4 last month. Oh, no, in April, sorry, and it had the word wankers in it. In fact, it was you too saying wankers. Which is really interesting, because I watched a whole episode once of Mork and Mindy. Mm-hmm. This was probably about 16 years ago. That they played on Channel 4 and they were replaying Mork and Mindy.
Mm.
And there was a whole episode with a character called Mr. Wanker in it. The wanker's not a sort of American swear.
Right.
Certainly wasn't in the 70s or the early 80s when they made Mork and Mindy. So they showed the whole episode with Mr. Wanker in it. But it kind of was, there was something unoffensive about it because it was just a character's name and nobody was reacting to it. So I think they got away with that, you know. But I think Bono was being insulting to the hedge or something like that.
That Bono. Ulrika Kaka Kaka.
Yeah.
Congratulations are due to her. She has had a fourth kid.
Gastric band.
Weighing 10 pounds.
That's a whopper,
so
isn't it?
So that's funny. Must be. If it wasn't already done in, it must be done in now.
Congratulations. Sorry, is it a boy or a girl?
It's a boy. She says, I'm delighted and I hope that's the last one. All the children have different fathers and the 40-year-old has wed her... And she's called her baby Malcolm.
Really? I've never ever heard of a baby called Malcolm.
No.
I know a very few grown-ups called Malcolm.
She's married with the father, Brian.
Malcolm and Brian? What's wrong with her? Well, you can't judge a book by its cover or its name.
No, you can't help what name you're given.
There's some footballs on, isn't there?
Yes.
In Europe, but the English teams aren't in it, so we'll have to support a different team, because the BBC say we have to. Who are you supporting?
Well, I don't... Czech Republic.
Okay.
Because they're a very good team. And
what colour do they play in?
Don't know, but Holland did very well yesterday against Italy. That was a surprise.
Holland are a very good team, I think, aren't they?
Italy
are good as well. Holland actually haven't been good since they were good in the 70s when some distant relations of mine played for them. So I support them.
Yeah.
That would be my team I would support.
They wear orange.
Yes. I ain't got a fucking clue what's happening with the football, though. It's still first round, isn't it? So, I don't know. Don't care. Any other news happened? We went to see Sex and the City. Is that news?
No.
Oh. You liked it, though, didn't you?
Yeah, you liked it, though, didn't you?
Yeah, it wasn't bad.
I'd go further than that. I would go further than saying it wasn't bad. I'd say it was very good.
We've discovered that Agnes Dean, the supermodel, used to serve chips to Xena.
I don't remember her doing it specifically, but apparently she did work in the Chinese chip shop just round the corner on Tottington Road.
Would you have had a Chinese chip with sweet and sour sauce?
No.
What would you have had?
What I would have had curry sauce? No, would have been boiled rice with curry sauce.
Right.
I might have had a potion of chips with gravy.
Those in the same meal?
Different meals.
Oh, that's right.
Or I might have had chicken fried rice. But that was quite expensive.
Right. Oh, that's good.
Maybe some potato fritters.
Potato fritters? Is that not just a chip? Chip in batter?
Yeah.
Wow.
You could have one of the good meals to have would be chips with potato fritters.
Naomi Campbell said that she's ready to start thinking about breeding. It's a scary thought. Would you want Naomi Campbell to be your mum? Frightening. I mean, she'd be rich, I suppose, but you'd have to spend a long time on a plane. and getting shouted at and having thrown at your head. You'd probably be quite good at, probably be quite a good goalkeeper.
You'd probably be very beautiful.
Probably, yeah.
And leggy.
Leggy. But though she does go out with quite stumpy men sometimes, so. I think something's happened in the football.
Something, yeah, something.
Live news, something's happened in the football. It's Father's Day this weekend, so you can get him some presents if you want. It's my dad's birthday, it was about 2 weeks ago, so I'm not going to splash out. But there's some suggested presents here. They say socks, some mugs that say Daddy. This clock, which it's called the Clocky Clock. And it looks like, I think it's the one that it goes off in the morning and it's on wheels. It just kind of bounces around. And it just hits the wall and you have to try and chase it to turn it off. And that gets you out of bed.
That would fuck me off.
Yeah, I don't want nail clocks.
No, I think that would just get chucked out of the window within about 5 minutes.
We'd have to catch it. You'd be up then, wouldn't you?
I'd be up, but I'd go back to bed in a hump.
Well, I don't think that's what dads want either.
No. Or anybody.
Anybody. Well, maybe a child might like it. Children don't need alarm clocks, they do, they just get up.
Yeah.
Right then, I think that's all the news.
That's all the news. I mean, can you remember anything else from the coma?
Oh, God, the most important thing.
Oh, yeah.
Aliens.
Oh, yeah.
And those aliens came down from Mars because the rocket went to Mars, didn't it?
And they came and spoke to Amy Winehouse. And
they came down and they said to Amy Winehouse, we're worried about you on Mars.
Yeah, and she turned her life around.
Yeah, and then Blake incarcerated, she's dumped him. And all because of the aliens.
Yeah.
And now they're producing her new record. It's surprising, really, isn't it? Because what I would have thought is that if aliens had come to Earth, when they did come to Earth,
mm-hmm.
that they, you know, they'd either blow us up or bring us a message of peace. I didn't realise that they were that big a fan of Amy Winehouse in outer space.
Well, you may remember me telling you, as the spaceship buzzed off.
Yeah.
Instead of going roo, as you'd expect, yeah. It went black, as it went into the blackness of space.
Oh.
Back to black.
It went back to the space. That's a shame I missed them, because I'd have liked to have seen the aliens.
Mm.
They were in Camden, weren't they?
They were in Camden.
Because they came to see Amy Winehouse here.
They did, and I said they had a good chat with them.
They didn't get any skunk weed, did they? They rebuilt the Hawley Arms as well, I hear. And they built the Camden Diner.
They ate your chuck ice.
Did they?
They ate
it. Is it not there anymore?
They ate your chuck ice.
Damn it! I'm just checking. It's still there.
They must have returned it or replaced it.
Actually, I'm going to eat that now. It's only been in there for 2 months. So, yeah, well, you know, we've been busy also while I was in the coma. Zena sorted out all the Camden Fringe and the brochures.
Mm-hmm.
And that's online now if you want to go and have a look. CamdenFringe.org. That's what we've been doing.
Yeah, www.camdenfringe.org. Buy tickets now.
This chuck ice smells a bit freezery.
That'll be alright.
It'll be fine. Right, that's all for today. Hopefully we'll be back tomorrow if we remember.
Yeah.
But as long as I can still use my limbs.
Actually, I got an email before from somebody that, you know, I don't really know, but they're saying that they'd lost the use of their hands.
Yeah.
Through overwork somehow, they'd got some thing where they've just lost use of their hands.
Who's that? Or is it Puppeteer?
Not Puppeteer, no.
Probably be alright then. There's a new bionic hand in the news today, or this morning. This guy, he's got no limbs at all, and he's had a bionic hand fitted, and it can go just by using the power of thought.
It can make a noise by using the power of thought.
Mm-hmm.
You don't really need a hand to do that, do you?
No.
You need it to be able to pump.
Hang on, did this person send you an email?
Yeah.
How did they type the email?
Using some kind of hands-free thing.
a pencil tied to a headband.
No, there's loads of computer software now that you can do using voice recognition. Been around for a long time. It started whilst you were in the coma.
I'm enjoying my tacos.
You are, right. Switch this thing off. Now.
Bye.